So coming up later this year, Hope rocks at Hope Estate. And of course, there's no hope in it because it will rock because James Raine is going to be a part of it. And he joins us to have a chat about it this morning. James, how you doing?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you excited to be part of a big show once again? Things were very, very quiet for all musicians and now it's really starting to, you know, to get stuck into it again.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, things are really starting to pick up. I mean, we've been doing quite a few shows actually in the last few months. So yeah, it's good. Things are really picking up.
We spoke to you about Toontown Lullaby and
yep.
It was a great song. Was it as well received as you hoped it would?
Well, you know, look, they've got nice reviews and I don't assume that things like that are going to get played on the radio necessarily, but I'm lucky that I was in the area where a lot of my stuff got played on the radio. So when we play Hope State, it'll be, you know, lots of songs that everybody knows.
Will it be a part of the show?
We might slip one song in there, maybe. You know, we change things around a bit, but basically our show will be... It'll be all the stuff that people know, you know, Australian core stuff, my solo stuff that people know.
James, I recently was watching an interview with Annie Wilson from Heart, because I'm a huge Heart fan, and she was talking about the fact that when they do a concert, they'd be playing some of the big hits that everybody knows, and people have got their lighters or their phones up in the air, you know, waving it around, and then they say, okay, we're going to play a new one from the latest album, and all of a sudden all those lights go away. Is it a bit disheartening when people don't get as excited about the new stuff as they do about the old stuff?
Not really. I mean, I've been in this a long time, and I actually don't mind, because I understand show business, you know, and if I buy a ticket to see someone, I want to hear the stuff that I know them for.
Yeah.
And what we do is we'll, you know, my theory is you put three hits that people know, you book in a new song, you do three hits, put the new one in, do three hits. And before they know it, they've gone, oh my God, I think I know that song. You've actually sort of played a new song.
So there's a formula.
Or wait for everyone, you start playing the new one and everyone, all the guys going, go to the bar.
Yeah, right.
And as soon as they go to the bar, play all the hits.
make them rush back like a stampede.
Exactly. So they're standing by going, damn, I missed the hits. Oh, I can't be, you're Reckless. I went to the bar and then he played Reckless.
Do you enjoy still playing Reckless?
Yeah, actually, I really like it. I never thought it was that good a song, to be honest, but the band have convinced me, and the band play it really well, and, you know, it's like in the middle of our set, so, you know, yeah, I sort of quite like it. I don't know why, but I sort of don't mind it, to be honest.
It's funny how some things can wear on you. I mean, if you've played it thousands of times, eventually you've got to, you know, be attracted to it in some way, don't you? You need to be able to engage with it.
Well, I think what you do is that a lot of the songs, there's a song that we play called Oh No, Not You Again, for instance, Australian core song. And I never thought it was that good, to be honest. I mean, it's all right. And I just sort of really grown to like it. You find things in these songs, you go, oh, well, there's something in this that's actually, I understand why people probably like it, you know.
Having played a song like that, Oh No, Not You Again, for so many years, do you take it in different directions? Do you try and do it from a different approach sometimes?
No, we always do. I believe in remaining as close to the sort of original as you can, because I hate going to see a band and, you know, they play the song you love them for and they do it, you know, I don't know, a jazz version or a swing version and go, oh, just do it how we like it. You know? So we stay pretty faithful to the original.
Don't want to bring an opera singer out to give an opera version of the song or anything like that.
Correct. Because you're a Michael Bublé version, that's right.
Nobody really needs that, I don't think. Mate, what about the other artists that you're going to be performing with? Is it nice to be able to go down to a gig like that and be able to sit behind the scenes and enjoy some of the great hits from all of the other great Australian artists that are there?
Yeah, it's always good. And so it's also a really good way to catch up with people because, you sort of get to know, having done this for quite a while, I've got to know most people of my sort of, you know, generation who do what I do. So, you know, you get sort of quite friendly, become quite friendly with them. So it's a really good way to catch up with people. It's great. Backstage is always great fun.
I was going to say, can you confirm for those of us that don't get an opportunity to go backstage that you guys have a bit of a jam session maybe, you know, just start riffing off each other a little bit?
No, there are no guitars coming out. We just chat.
Really?
What have you been doing? Oh, he's going, he's 25, your son? I thought he was 27. Yeah, we do it to him like that. We do it.
That's
he's running a bank or whatever, you know.
It's just a get-together for you.
Yeah, it's just a really nice, normal catch up, you know.
Well, there's no reason it shouldn't be, because there's plenty of people out there in the crowd that would be doing exactly the same thing, because they've grown up with that music.
Exactly right.
And they've loved it from the day it came out until this very day, and will continue to do so. James Rain, enjoy Hope Estate. Hope rocks, and we look forward to catching up with you again sometime on the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.